You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy. And as always, I am thrilled to be here with you. Tonight, we're going to be talking about, and I say tonight because it is actually late in the night, and I'm here at the office recording. I tried to do this earlier today. I actually did record today, and I had some technical difficulties. And instead of just letting it go and just skipping it, I said, I'm going to come back here, and we're going to try it again. We're going to do this again. And so I'm here, and, you know, it's just how it goes. So we have just wrapped up a coaching program. We're going to be launching another one here in a few weeks. So I'll keep you posted on that. I'll get information out to you. I'm going to be starting a private Facebook group for my podcast. So all that's going to be coming to you here in the next few weeks. So I'll keep you updated on that. But I want to talk to you today about the power of your friendships. You're like, come on, this is different for you, Amy. We're going to talk about the power of your friendships. And I'm reminded of that because today I experienced so much, I was so grateful for the people that I have in my life. And I started to think about the difficulties that I've walked through. We've all walked through, right? You've walked through challenge, you've walked through difficulties. And I started thinking about how would I have gotten through, would it have been from this friend? Or how would I have navigated that but this friend? Or how would I have navigated that but this friend? And we all have those people. And here's the thing I always say, like every person in your life is in your life for a reason or a season, right? They may not be for a lifetime, but they're in there for a reason or a season. And sometimes it is a lifetime. But if you think about the gift of friendship, the gift that comes through people, if you really start to celebrate people, and you really start to see the goodness in people and you start to look for that, all life takes on a different form. I used to have a friend that was always looking for the negative. She was always critical, always like looking to pick at people. Like she was always find the kind of the critical comments, make fun of their outfits, talk funny. And it always kind of bugged me on the inside, even though I'd laugh at her sometimes because she was super funny. It would always disturb me because I was like, ugh. And I just started to be like, that, I can't hang with that. I cannot do that. Because I started to notice that I was starting to look at people the same way. I was starting to see that. I was starting to look at people with a critical eye. I was starting to look at people negatively. And guess what happens when you do that? That's all you find. You always find what you're looking for. And that's all I was finding was that, yeah, they suck. Yeah, what about them? I was just not having great thoughts about people. And I quickly got rid of that relationship. I was like, I don't want any of that. That's not what I want my life to look like. And I started to just say, you know what? I mean, I'm in the real estate business. I have the honor and privilege of getting to work with lots of people. It's the favorite part of my business. People, 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 right? But if you look for the negative in people, you find it. If you look for the positive in people, you find it. If you train yourself to look for the positive in people, man, your life is blessed. Everywhere you go, you see greatness. Huh. What do you think about that, guys? Everywhere you go, you see greatness when you look for the positive in people. I was reminded of this. I talk often about my 95-year-old friend who I adore. And I have watched her navigate some things. And I've talked about this before, but it's had a profound impact on me. And the impact could seem so simple, but it's not. And she said, Amy, she and her husband were pastors. She said, I'm always trying to just show people Jesus. But if I can't, I just tell them how great they are. And I always thank them. And I always tell them I appreciate them. And I have watched her in some really difficult situations respond to people. And so many times she said this, and the atmosphere has literally changed. Thank you for coming to work today. I needed you. Guys, those words have changed so many scenarios. I've watched people's entire countenance. I've watched them change. Thank you for doing your job. I needed you. Thank you for coming to work. I needed you. Now, here's the thing, guys. I sometimes struggle with patience, and I love high-level customer service, so I can get super frustrated just in my natural flesh. And I was at Target the other day, and I was getting so annoyed because I was like, come on, this is taking forever. I do not have time for this. I am running late, and this is like the slowest boat. And I found myself getting like, oh, I just want to say, what the heck? And I looked over at this this woman, and I said to her, you know what? Thank you for coming to work today. And she went, huh? I go, I needed you. Tears filled her eyes. Guys, I don't know what she'd been dealing with that day. Maybe she just had a diagnosis. Maybe she was going through testing. Maybe she was having marital issues. Maybe one of her kids was having an issue. But when I said that to her, everything shifted. I was experiencing a really bad customer service thing with wait staff not very long ago at a restaurant that I was at. And I just wanted to get annoyed by it. I'm like, really? We're trying to have a great meal and you're just being a grouch? Really? And all of a sudden, I thought, huh, how do I shift this? So they came back. Instead of being stiff with them and just kind of throwing back to them what they're throwing at us, I said, thank you so much for coming to work today. And they looked at me and they said, huh? I said, yeah, I needed you. I really needed you. I'm telling you, the complete experience changed. The atmosphere changed. Their countenance changed. And my dinner experience was completely on another level. Guys, think about when you're looking for the good in people. And I want you to take that into your friendships. When you're familiar, familiarity breeds contempt. People around you become insignificant. They don't become insignificant. You don't see their greatness because they're just around you, right? It's like when you live next to the ocean and you think it's a big deal, and then all of a sudden you move there and you're like, yeah, I've been to the ocean in like a year because it was available to you. And it just becomes the norm. The same is true with the people in your life and your friendships. They can all become mundane and the norm. They can seem just absolutely like you don't see their greatness. You don't see the what they bring to the table. You don't appreciate them at the level that you should appreciate them because they're just normal to you. And my challenge to you is to, on this life, when you're on mission, you're on purpose, to really see people and to really be grateful and to see the greatness that you have around you. Like I realize I am absolutely nothing without my team. I have the best team. I have the best agents. I have the best support staff. And I am nothing without them. I can only do so much. Their skills exceed mine all day long, right? But I can say the same thing at home. My marriage, my family, my husband is a rock star. And my kids are so blessed that they've got an amazing, amazing dad, right? But guess what? Steve and I raising our kids, we need my mom and dad. We need my sisters and my brother-in-laws. And we need other influences and great friendships, right, to feed into that. But sometimes we just take everything for granted because it becomes our norm. And I promise you, the world shifts and everything opens up for you if you can start to really celebrate people and really call out their greatness and really speak to it. Again, I go back to my 95-year-old friend, and I have watched her do this month after month, day after day, with every encounter I've seen. It's always a lifting of another person. Even when there is a natural tendency to be like, what the heck? Even when you're at the hospital and they can't get the IV started because they can't find a vein and they're bruising you and you're poking you and it's been 20 pokes and we still don't have it. Literally, thank you for coming to work. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. You're so good. Guys, not that you blow smoke, because I'm not a smoke blower. If I don't see it, I'm not saying it, right? But this is what I know. When I call out people's greatness, guess what they do? They rise. When you call out people's ability and you celebrate their ability, they rise. So in this world of cynicism, in this world of criticalness, take a moment. See, turn on your abundant eye. The Bible says he who has an abundant eye increases, right? When you look at people, do you look at people as a gift? Are you seeing their talents? Are you seeing their abilities? That takes a supernatural act on your part. It really does, to not just be on your own path. And I am a person on purpose and on mission. And sometimes I can be short. Sometimes I'm super direct and I'm super short, not meaning to hurt anyone at all, right? The thought that I would hurt someone would hurt me. Like, I don't want to hurt somebody. But I've just noticed that when I become intentional about, you know, complimenting somebody, just calling out their greatness, showing them the potential that they have, thanking them for who they are, thanking them for the gift that they are in my life. The more I give appreciation to that, the more I start to really appreciate them and I start to see them show up even in a different way. And they do show up in a different way, right? I have a friend who says, what you appreciate, appreciates. And I've seen it as evidence in my life. What I appreciate, what I celebrate, what I give honor to, what I praise to, does increase in my life, and it can increase in yours too. And so today, that is my challenge to you. This podcast is short and it's quick, but it's critical to not look at your life as mundane, but to start to celebrate every individual. Because here's what I want you to know. Every person that you have an encounter with, you leave a deposit with. You leave something. You bring something to the table that they experience. When you think about that, that every time they have an encounter with you, you're bringing something to the table that they're experiencing, it makes you more intentional about what you want them to experience. Even though you might feel frustrated and feel frenzied and feel in a hurry, you bring to the table by choice a compliment. You're awesome. Thank you for being here today. Have an awesome day. You bring your energy and you bring who you are to every interaction. What are you leaving them with? Think about that. What are they experiencing when they experience you? Because they're experiencing something. And I lead with this. I'm always a person that's focused on future pacing. Future pacing meaning my future self will thank me for getting out of bed. My future self will thank me, right? So you know that drill. I've talked about it so much. But even fast forward, I go all the way to the end of life. You're at your funeral. What are people saying about you? What are they thinking? What did they experience? Because people often will forget things that you've said to them, but they never forget how you made them feel. So this is just your reminder today to celebrate the people in your life, to see their greatness. Even when everything feels mundane, there's always something to celebrate and to call out of greatness in another human being. And so even as I move through my office and I move through life and you start to see everything as they're just part of your world and it just is what it is. No, when you've really stepped back, man, I'm telling you, it'll take you into a deep place of gratitude. That's what I felt today. I felt it yesterday. Man, I went into a deep place of gratitude for the people that I have in my life, for the people that pray for me, for the people that support me and work with me and build with me and challenge me. I have absolute gratitude because I know that people are the gold in life. Friendships are the gold in life. So shift your focus. Remember this, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And if you're always looking at people to look, let me find their greatness, let me find their greatness, let me find their greatness. It is a habit and it is a pattern that yields massive, massive, massive fruit. And you're going to like the fruit you're eating when you're focused on people's giftedness and their greatness in your world. So as always, be blessed. Know that you are more on this earth and you truly are amazing and you are more. You're more. You're more. You're more. I just want to scream it for the mountaintops. You are more. Have a great week. Be blessed.